of emotional and psychological needs, and with practical strategies and insights, we seek to provide foster families with the tools to decode and respond to these silent screams with empathy and care. The chapters ahead will guide you through the world of a foster child, shedding light on the complexities of their experiences and offering pathways to create environments where they can thrive. We will delve into the impact of separation anxiety, the challenges of adapting to new environments, and the grief of sibling separation. We will decode behaviors, provide emotional insights, and present strategies to support these young ones effectively. Real-life stories, expert advice, and practical tips are woven throughout to offer a comprehensive guide for foster families. This book is not just a manual, but a heartfelt tribute to the resilience and strength of foster children, and a testament to the power of love and understanding in transforming lives. To all who open their homes and hearts to foster children, your role is invaluable. Your dedication and compassion are the anchors that provide these children with the stability and security they need to flourish. Together, we can turn the silent screams into voices of strength, resilience, and hope. With deep respect and gratitude, Juan Rodriguez Aceves. Chapter 1 of The Silent Scream, Setting the Stage. The cries of a child are a universal language, instinctively understood by caregivers as signals of need. However, for foster children aged 0 to 6, these cries often take on a deeper, more complex meaning. Their screams and tantrums are not merely expressions of immediate needs like hunger or discomfort, but are echoes of profound emotional turmoil. They are the silent screams, the unvoiced pains and frustrations of children too young to articulate their experiences in words. In this chapter, we embark on a journey to comprehend these silent screams. We will explore the emotional landscapes of young foster children, examine how their behaviors communicate their inner worlds, and discuss ways foster families can respond with empathy and understanding. First, we'll explore understanding emotional expression in young children with three key points. First, the developmental limitations of language. At ages 0 to 6, children are in the critical stages of language development. While they rapidly acquire vocabulary, their ability to use language to express complex emotions lags behind their emotional experiences. Language acquisition in early childhood, young children often understand more than they can express. A 2-year-old might comprehend numerous words but can only articulate a fraction of them. This gap between receptive and expressive language can lead to frustration. Emotions outpacing expression. Children's emotional worlds are rich and intense. They feel fear, anxiety, joy, and sadness deeply, but lack the words to describe these feelings. This disparity can result in behavioral expressions as they navigate their internal experiences. Next, behavior as a primary mode of communication. The language of behaviors. Behaviors are the earliest and most natural form of communication for children. From infancy, they use cries, coos, and gestures to convey needs. As they grow, behaviors become more sophisticated, but remain the primary way they express emotions they cannot verbalize. Interpreting behavioral signals. It is crucial for caregivers to interpret behaviors within the context of the child's experiences. A tantrum might be a response to overstimulation, a reaction to a change in routine, or an expression of underlying anxiety. And last, the impact of trauma on emotional expression. Trauma and development. Children in foster care often have histories of trauma, including neglect, abuse, or abrupt separations from caregivers. Trauma can significantly impact their emotional development, leading to difficulties in regulating emotions and behaviors. Hyperarousal and emotional dysregulation. Traumatized children may exist in a constant state of alertness, reacting intensely to stimuli others might find benign. This heightened state can result in overreactions, aggressive behaviors, or withdrawal. Next, we'll explore three key points in the impact of separation and loss. First, separation anxiety and its manifestations. Understanding separation anxiety. Separation anxiety is a normal developmental stage, typically peaking between 8 and 14 months. However, for foster children, separation anxiety can be more intense and prolonged, stemming from real experiences of loss and instability. Behavioral expressions. Signs of separation anxiety include clinginess, fear of strangers, sleep disturbances, and excessive crying when separated from caregivers. These behaviors are the child's